Welcome. Tonight is a special evening. Of course, tonight is the beginning of the Lent season. We commemorate that with Ash Wednesday. Thinking about Ash Wednesday is different than other services in the church here. Usually we celebrate an event that happened, like Maundy Thursday when Jesus gathered with his disciples. Ash Wednesday is not an event. It's a teaching, and an important teaching truth. That is, we are mortal, and we need a Savior who can offer us eternal life. And that teaching is taught very clearly in our banner right up here. Our Lent banner that we were given just last year, it teaches that truth. By Jesus' love, we are redeemed. This evening's worship is in the form of Holden Evening Prayer. And just as a note about our messages through the season of Lent, we're partnering with Emmanuel Lutheran and our deacon, Larry Oliver. And we're going to be covering the entire Passion reading. So we're going to read from the very beginning all the way to the end of the Passion throughout these 6 weeks. So we will just have a great focus leading up into Easter. A couple of notes before we begin. I just want to take a moment to collect any prayer requests. We'll have prayer at the end of the service, of course. We heard the terrible news today about the shooting in Florida, and the school will uplift that school and those that were affected by that shooting. But I wanted to just hear if there were any other prayer requests before we begin. A couple of notes about the worship tonight. One is that if you turn to page 4, the psalmody, we're going to be singing Psalm 141. That's done in two parts. I will be, of course, we'll all sing the all part. I will take the lead, the leader or group one, and Karen is going to lead the group two. All or group two, and just fall in wherever you feel led. Either jump in with my section or her section, or switch halfway through, whatever, however it works for you. And then finally, of course, in the service tonight, it is special. We are having the imposition of ashes, and those words are spoken over us. Remember that you are from dust, and to dust you shall return. Colleen will be the first one to go. And then, as you feel led, just go ahead and come forward. Those of you who have bangs, if you can kind of pull them up a little bit to make it a little bit easier for me as I put ashes, that would be great. Rick, please fix your hair. Yeah. Okay, I think that does it for announcements. Let us rise as we open with a prayer.